And Linnaeus determined that we needed this binomial naming system because if without a system, it's difficult to organize such a large number of species together. So this system allows an added layer of organization. So the way that Linnaeus's binomial nomenclature system works is that the first name for a species identifies a larger group that the organism belongs to, and this larger group is called its genus. And the second name identifies the individual species that you're describing. So to break this down further, the genus describes a large group with similar characteristics, and the species name describes a smaller subset of that group with even more specific characteristics. So a genus may contain several different species, while at the species level, there's only one individual type of that species. So in today's world, most species have a common name that's used by the general public, as well as a scientific name that uses this binomial nomenclature system that Linnaeus developed. So there's many different examples for this. We can use on this slide, you can see an image in the bottom right here, is an animal that is very commonly referred to as the reindeer, which you may have heard in relation to Santa Claus, for example. But the reindeer actually has a scientific name that uses the binomial nomenclature system, and this scientific name is Rangifer tarandus. So Rangifer describes the genus that the specific species tarandus belongs to. So there's other different species that belong to the Rangifer genus, but only a reindeer can be described as a Rangifer tarandus.